This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, it's the morning mess. It's time for another one. Listen, you need that staycation set up. So does Michaela, who's on the line. Let's say good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michaela. So we heard you need our help with your boyfriend, Cody.
Okay. Basically, I think Cody is cheating on me because I'm getting some boob implants and he's not excited about it. So he must be cheating.
Wait, what?
Yeah, let's take 15 steps back here.
It's like homeschool with your parents. What? I'm confused.
So you're, first of all, I mean, congratulations. I guess you're getting a breast augmentation. If that's really what you want, that's great.
Thank you.
But I've actually known a few guys, like straight men in my life personally, that were against their girls trying to go and get something like that before. So why do you feel like that's the reason he's cheating on you?
Well, okay, so there's kind of like a backstory. A few years ago, I got in a bad car accident, and I was in bed for months with like a lot of pain and couldn't walk.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. I had to get like a hip surgery, so it was really rough on our relationship.
Oh, wow.
And Cody cheated on me with an ex at that point.
Oh, so he's a repeat offender.
That's what I'm thinking here.
Oh, wow. While you were in bed? Hurt?
Yeah.
And you took him back?
Yeah, can she talk?
Sorry.
Jesus. Go ahead, hon.
Well, we were both really stressed out. Everyone was stressed out because this was such a difficult time in our relationship. And he ended up telling me the truth and swore that he'd never do it again. And I was convinced we had worked through it.
Okay.
But to be honest, lately I lost like a lot of weight that I put on during that time. And I've been feeling really good about myself. So I was like, you know what? This is something I've thought about for years. So let me just go get bigger boobs and like just love my body even more. And when I talked to Cody about it, he was just like a total jerk about the whole thing.
I'm really sorry that that's what he said to you, or at least like he was being mean to you about it. But I'm still like not connecting the whole him possibly cheating now. Do you feel like he's not as affectionate with you before?
Not only is he not affectionate, but he's just being so rude all the time that he's just like, you just want to do everything and anything for attention. You must be cheating. Like, he brought up the whole cheating thing. And I told him that he's crazy and I'm just feeling confident. So since he's mentioned cheating a couple times and he's so distant to me, I'm like, this has leaving like a really bad taste in my mouth. And my gut is telling me that something's going on.
Now, here's an important question. From what size to what size are you doing on your breast augmentation?
Can I say it on the radio?
You don't have to.
Well, I'm going from a B to a double C.
Oh, wow.
Why would you cheat?
Exactly.
What the hell? I'll be patient.
No, I totally get what you're saying. You kind of feel like he's calling the kettle black because he's cheating first.
Exactly.
Well.
Okay, well, I mean, if you feel like this is definitely something you want to go through with, I understand why you think he might be cheating, but if we do the staycation setup, we're going to call him up, pretend to be a hotel clerk. Well, actually, that's me. And then I'm going to call him, ask him who he wants to bring on this free romantic weekend stay. He should only say your name, but Michaela, if he says anybody else's name, then you know something's going on. Are you ready to find out what's happening in your relationship, like for real, for real?
Yeah, I really have to know. It's been 4 years, so I need to know what we're doing.
Oh, 4 years. Girl.
And you said double D's?
Joey!
Stop!
What? That's important news.
No, it is not important. Girl, we're going to help you find out what's going on once and for all with the staycation set up next at the Morning Mess.
Okay, the Morning Mess is back with a staycation setup. We spoke to Michaela. She feels like her man is cheating on her. She did disclose that he's cheated on her before, but this is a unique one. Now, Michaela, you are going in for a breast augmentation. Now, I didn't need to know, but you told us that you're going from a B to a double D.
That's right. That's the plan.
You asked her about it, and then you asked again. Girl, I am so sorry. You should be able to do whatever you want with your body, right?
Exactly.
Amen.
And you should not be focusing on what she's changing. We should be focusing on why she thinks he's cheating. Basically, he's the one that brought it up first.
Not only did he bring it up, but he's been accusing me of it, like, so many times and just been, like, so mean to me and condescending. So I need to figure out what's going on because my gut's telling me something's not right.
Now, do you suspect a certain somebody, like the girl he cheated on with before?
No, well, she's like married with a bunch of kids now, so I don't think it's her, but I don't really know. And he works with a lot of women, so my brain's just kind of like all over the place, guys.
Could be anyone.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to call him up, do the staycation setup, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and ask him who he wants to put on the reservation. Hopefully he says your name, Michaela. If he doesn't, then the show is yours, and you can tell him where to go and how to get there. Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
All right. If you're ready, girl, then we can go ahead and get started, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking with Cody?
Yeah. Who's this?
Cody, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suites, adding in a honeymoon package, and I was calling to confirm details, but to congratulate...
Hold on. You said I was the winner of something? Like, wouldn't that mean I had to register or something? Like, what?
Kind of. I get the confusion. So we're working off of an online database. If you've been on Google or Yelp and done reviews, we pulled from there. We were hoping you could stay with us and review your experience since we're new and trying to build our presence online.
Tell me the name of the place again.
Yeah, it's the Aurora Hotel. We have other locations in the nation. A new one just opened up in North Scottsdale.
I mean, is it a nice place?
It's very nice, and trust me, when I go through this reservation, you're going to get how amazing it is. So I'm going to press forward. Let me know if you have any questions along the way. I have a few questions for you, though. So with this free romantic weekend stay, we start off by leaving a personalized note for your guest. I wanted to see if you had something you'd like to leave in that note for your special guest.
How is she receiving this note?
It's a physical note, so it'll be right in the room upon entry.
Okay, so, like, it's not getting sent out in any kind of way. Just the only person that'll see it is who I show up with?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So let me know whatever one you'd like to leave.
You know, it's something simple, like, can't wait to be with you.
Okay.
Here at last. I don't know. What do people say?
I'll go ahead and pick from one of those, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. My next question for you, though, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Noel.
What? Really? Noel?
Wait a minute. Hello?
Cody, we legally have to let you know that you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
What the f***? I'm on what?
Yeah, your girl Michaela is on the line.
Michaela's on the line? What is this?
Seriously, after everything I've sacrificed, after being with you for all this time, this is what
you
do? You're f***ing your intern? Seriously?
So you're going to f***ing get on the radio and insult me in front of God and everyone?
God is listening to our show now?
I'm honored.
Hell yeah.
No, you guys, stop.
So
take that money that you were going to invest in these big f***s and maybe invest them in your brain.
I need a brain, but you can't keep your d*** out of your intern. You don't come home anymore. I've wasted all these years on you, just forgiving you over and over and over. And for what? You're a piece
of... Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, though, if you have a problem with me, you talk to me in private.
Yeah, I have talked to you.
You don't bring it up on the radio? Some dumbass radio show?
Hey. No, not only are you not going to insult us, you're going to let your girl talk right now because she's the one that's been faithful in this relationship. She's our...
Tell me what I can and cannot do.
Yeah, well, I would love for you to not cheat on your girl, but alas, here we are.
Maybe I'm not cheating on her. Maybe I'm leaving her.
Well, you should have left her before you started sleeping with somebody else. That's the way it should be.
No, she should have left you the first time.
Probably, but she didn't. Instead, she sat on the couch eating bonbons.
You know what? I might just burn all your shit down and you figure out where you're going to stay during this whole coronavirus.
That's fine.
Do not come back here. I will call the police. I'm so done with you and your lies.
Michaela, are you just over this at this point?
I'm totally over it. He takes no responsibility. He's just
good.
A
good. I'm going to go. Done.
All right. Before you go, one more thing, though, Cody.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you're there so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Michaela, this intern, obviously you've met her and you know who she is?
Yeah, I know exactly who she is. She's like a kid. She's 20 years old.
Oh, no. Mm.
What size bra does she wear? I mean, you're getting double D's. Did he downgrade?
Maybe he's a butt guy.
Did he say a butt guy? Oh, a butt guy.
No, she's not hot.
She's not hot.
It's just, I mean, his ex wasn't either. He's just like...
Maybe she's a throat goat, though. If you're a throat goat, that'll compensate.
Stop.
I can't with you.
Oh, yes, you can.
No.
Don't listen to him right now, girl.
If you're a throat goat or you have that kung fu grip, you're doing things. It compensates.
Oh, my God. Guys, I have to go throw this man's stuff out.
Okay.
I got to go.
Wait, what size shoe he wear?
He's a 10. He's...
Oh, hello, I'm a 10.
Are you... Oh, damn it, I'm an 11.
Come take whatever you want before it goes in the trash.
Okay, sanitize them first. Give me some Clorox. Wear those things.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.